as we start the 3 weeks, perhaps one of the most powerful ways we can feel the energy, kayach, of these days, both in terms of the pain, the tzara shechina, and also in terms of the emuna, that it's possible to bring the geula, and the mitzvah Hashem Mashiach will come soon. It's the encounters that we have with Hashem on a daily basis throughout tefillah. So rather than focus on one specific tefillah, I'd like to draw out mitzvah Hashem over the coming weeks, various different points in our davening, where we can tap into the themes of galus and geula, where we can see our place within this story of galus, see the power and potential of geula, the unfolding story of geula as it happens. So the first one is right at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. We say Hashem is Mevi Goyal Livnei V'neihem. He brings the Redeemer. Sefer Oyel HaStam, it explains that the Goyal here is clearly the Melech HaMashiach. What's fascinating is that it's in the present tense. It doesn't say V'yavi Goyal. U'mevi Goyal, and he brings the Redeemer. Why is that? Because the whole experience of Galus, the whole journey of Galus, is one sequence of events after the next that is leading towards Geula. Geula is an ongoing process. It's constantly happening. World history, Jewish history, is moving in that direction. Where are we up to? We can't say for sure. Are we on a journey? Absolutely. Is there a clear destination? For sure. Well, maybe Gaia. And we say this, is reflected again, the holy through our davening. In the present. Builds Yerushalayim. The builder of Yerushalayim. Present tense. Every moment of Galus, all the pain that we go through, all the trials and the tribulations, on a national level, on a personal level, it's all contributing to the tikkun, the rectification of Klal Yisrael, the bringing of the Geula. Every single piece of anxiety, of pain, of sorrow that a Jew feels, the sense of anguish that we have, it's also there to bring the world to its tikkun, to make us that little bit more real. It's all part of a journey, it's all part of a process. Emuna is that strength that we have to realize that even when we go through challenging times, Hashem is taking us on a journey. He's leading us somewhere. It's a menascha b'alelos. Understanding that even in the dark times, there are forces at play that we don't see, we don't understand. But they're leading us to a good place, leading us to the best place possible. So we want to let that seep in. And Chazal says it specifically. The challenges that we go through in our lives leading to Geula. Perhaps that's why this is in the first bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei. Because it really is perhaps one of the most powerful foundations of our own emunah.